the government closed and reopened after you went to bed and before your first cup of coffee this morning. Some last-minute drama on the Senate floor forced the Office of Management and Budget to start responding to midnight's lapse in appropriations. But both the Senate and then the House did eventually pass a bill that includes a two-year agreement on spending caps and a six-week continuing resolution. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to walk through what happened and what you can expect next. So that was quite a cliffhanger overnight, Nicole. Now, this bill, tell us, it sounds like a breath mint and a candy mint. That is a CR and a long-term budget deal?
Yes, that's right. It was a little bit of a nail biter, and it did go right into the early morning. So you're right. It does include a couple of different things. It sets spending limits for the next 2 years for both defense and civilian agencies. It also includes a six-week continuing resolution, and that is there because it lawmakers essentially need more time to appropriate to the levels that Congress just agreed to. So yes, it does have a little bit of everything. It also extends the debt ceiling limit through March of 2019, so that is no longer a concern. And you're right, we saw a little bit of drama on the Senate floor and a little bit in the House late last night and into early this morning. Senator Rand Paul held up votes last night, and basically forcing the Senate to not return until midnight, a minute after the government technically shut down earlier this morning. So that's what we saw.
And I guess the Office of Personnel Management didn't really know what was going on agency by agency, so its notice said, check with your agency or watch your email.
It did, and that is a standard message that the Office of Personnel Management will put up. I saw that exact same message during the last government shutdown in January. But you're right. I mean, as far as whether or not agencies were prepared for this, I mean, it's a little tough to say. On one hand, they had their agency contingency plans ready, and I doubt that much changed between just a couple weeks ago and last night. At the same time, it was pretty unclear what was going to happen with this bill, and all signs pointed to that it would pass at least yesterday afternoon. So it did leave everyone scrambling a little bit.
We're speaking to Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what else is in this bill besides the continuing resolution? What's in the two-year deal? Because all of the reports said, you know, it's showering money on the federal government, both civilian and DOD.
Well, you're right. It does raise spending caps by $300 billion over what they currently are. Defense getting most of that over the next 2 years, but there's also an increase for non-defense agencies as well. I think it's important to note also that there are a few offsets included in this bill. There's only about $100 billion of offsets included in this spending bill that Congress just passed. And it's also important to note that federal employees are not a part of those offsets as it was feared. In the past, in 2013, they were included in offsets. They were asked to contribute more toward their retirement, at least new employees were anyway. And there's no mention of the federal workforce, their retirement at all in the 652-page bill. So federal employees should feel good at least about that aspect of it with this spending bill.
And there's nothing about immigration in this bill, so that's another debate for another time, correct?
That's correct. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised that he would have an immigration debate next week, so we'll look forward to that. House Speaker Paul Ryan, a less firm promise or agreement from him, but you know, in the last minute here at about 5:30 this morning, he did say that he would have some sort of discussion about this in the future. So that is something that we'll look forward to. Another thing to keep an eye on, and we're going to be really watchful of this because I think we're starting to hear about some proposals that might not be positive for federal employees, at least. The president's 2019 budget proposal will be out on Monday. And I would say that I think we can expect to see some very familiar retirement proposals that federal employees did not like when they heard about them last year, and possibly even some changes to pay. At least those are all proposals. Congress will have to act on those as well.
And so the original proposal for 2018 that the president put out last year, that's really kind of non-operative in any sense at this point.
You're right. I mean, what the president releases every year around this time is essentially a policy document. It indicates what he would like to do in the next fiscal year. And so, you know, we saw lots of talk about cuts to specific agencies, workforce and funding at places like the EPA, State Department, Housing and Urban Development. I would expect that we can see some of those in this 2019 bill, at least suggested. And again, that's what this is. They're mere suggestions, recommendations that the agencies will then take to Congress and they'll work out in those appropriations hearings. So that's, I think, what we can expect again, at least based on the administrative statement that the administration put out in support of this bipartisan budget act. We should say, as we're speaking, Tom, the president has not signed that bill, but has said he would.
And meanwhile, sequestration, it sounds like, and the old budget caps that were so much a part of the debate seem to have been shot into space, just like Elon Musk's red sports car.
Yeah, you're right. We're with this budget deal, with this two-year spending agreement, sequestration essentially ends at least for 2018 and 2019. I mean, agencies at large will have much more to spend than they did in previous years. Again, that's where that $300 billion in total spending increases will come from.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much, and thanks for watching this all night for us.
All right, thanks, Tom.